sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. A little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery. Going wherever.
This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
So running down a dream, Tammy. So are you going to let that dream just sit out there, or are you going to run it down?
We're going to run it down together.
We are going to run it down together. I'm excited.
Me too.
It's going to be a great show today. We're going to talk about actually planning our lives, setting that dream out there, and actually running it down.
That's just a weird thought process to some people out there.
It is a weird thought process. It's going to bring up some resistance. It's going to make some people uncomfortable, yes. And I'm going to love every minute of it. Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. And the numbers for that are 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you for having me.
Beautiful Sunday afternoon. Happy to be here. So recently, I encourage you to embark on doing a life plan.
Right. And I viewed that as milking pigeons at first.
Milking pigeons.
Yeah. Yes. I did. It's impossible. I can't do this. What? What?
Life plan.
You know that scene in Step Brothers where they're hugging each other at the end? That awkward, terrible hug. Like, that's me. That was what I was doing at first to embrace this process. But man, am I glad I did it.
Oh, yeah. And we just came back from 3-day planning process.
Right.
Secluded ourselves at Lake of the Ozarks last weekend, and that's why we had a best of show last weekend that we took 3 days and just did nothing else but life planning all
weekend. Exactly. Yeah, it was an interesting process. We both approached things a little bit differently, but that's what balance is about between both of us, I think.
All right, so let's talk about life plans in general, because I know a question from a lot of people is going to be, what is a life plan?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is,
right.
So, you know, before you even heard of a life plan, if you heard that term, what would you have thought? What would that mean?
I think the game of life comes to my mind, spinning the dial and getting 5 children.
A board game.
Yeah. That was the extent of my life plan, right? What my career is going to be. But, I really didn't give it a whole lot of thought, and that's kind of scary now that I think about that. And without having a plan, it's kind of, you know, shooting or throwing the dart with a blindfold on and hoping it lands in the middle. And, you know, we have a lot of children, and I think when we blended our families together, I just felt like, wow, this, I really need to, you know, focus on it. It's not too late to do it, no matter how old I am.
Yeah, and for me, when I think about the fact that we have eight kids and one grandkid, we have busy lives, we have jobs, we have, a second job doing our radio show together, we're just very, very busy. Mm-hmm. If we're not organized, if we're not intentional about everything that we do, then it's just not going to get accomplished.
Right.
And
right.
How many people do it is just the, you know, life takes over. I mean, think about when we're kids, we all have these huge dreams of where we want to go with our life.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the way, you know, circumstances of life kick us in the teeth, knock us down, and all of a sudden things change. You know, somebody has a baby too early. They get, you know, they make a bad business decision. They drop out of college. They take on debt that they shouldn't. All kinds of things happen that take them sideways in their life plan. And then all of a sudden, possibilities seem to start closing down for them.
Mm-hmm. It gets a little confusing. I have to share a quote by Morgan here. She's six, right?
Hey, this is our six-year-old daughter. What did she say?
I said, so how many times do people ask you what you want to be when you grow up? And she goes, is that what you're asking me? And I go, yeah. What do you want to be? And she goes, Tammy, I'm six. I have no idea. So it's like, you got to love her, you know.
She was really clear with me the other day that she doesn't want to grow up.
Yeah, yeah, like, she wants to stay with us, right?
Oh, yeah, wants to stay a kid forever. And it's fine with me for a little while, as long as she stays cute. But when she's about 25, 30, yeah, right. Go get a life.
Right, right. So, you know, approaching planning your life can be at all stages, you know, even for a six-year-old, getting them to at least think about it and listen to the terms to take that action step.
Well, Henry David Thoreau said, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation." And I know there are a lot of people listening right now who are in a life of quiet desperation. They're in a situation where they ask themselves, how did I get here? Hey, how did I get to this point in my life where I'm just not happy? Mm-hmm. Or if you have this feeling that, you know, there's just more for you, there's more that you can accomplish, and you think about those dreams that you had when you're younger, and are you compromising those dreams?
Right.
Okay, are you going to let that just sit out there and not even be a dream anymore that you don't even get clear on? Or are you going to run that dream down, as Tom Petty said in our opening?
Right, right.
And that's where the life planning process comes in, I believe, is becoming very intentional about how you want your life to turn out.
Now, when you helped me get started, there were some parts of the life plan that you had said that we needed to pay attention to. Can you share with them a little bit about that?
Yeah, so here's the basic process that I use for life planning. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Here with my wife, Tammy Haldeman, and I'm Doug Haldeman, your host, and we're talking about the life planning process. So when I do the life planning process, I want to keep it relatively simple. Okay, that's really important. And I know that I'll go pretty deep with some of these categories, but here's a basic process I go through. I think about first, what is it that I value in life? Okay, and these aren't values like integrity, honesty, things like that. It's what is it that I value? So for instance, you know, and I call these values or accounts. Okay, what are your accounts? So for me, the account is my spouse account with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a kids account. I have a finances account. And somebody might have a career account, which you had on your plan.
Correct.
I didn't necessarily have on my plan, but it didn't need it. Everybody's can be a little different.
Right.
You could, a personal growth account or a spiritual growth. You can be an account on there. Health and fitness.
Contribution.
Absolutely. Right. Contribution. You know, what's the difference you're going to make in the world? Can be an important account. So identifying those things first, and that's not that difficult of a process. I think that people,
it's actually easier than I thought.
Yeah, it really is, because that's you don't have to put a lot of thought in that. Just what are the major areas of your life that are important to you? And somebody may list out 8 or 10 of them. I would encourage you to get it down to maybe 5 or 6 that you're really going to focus on. Probably no more than 6 if possible. Okay. So then the next step is take each account. Okay, look at that account and create a vision for it. Okay, just create a vision of what do you want this account to look like. Okay, if you were looking back, if you go forward 1 year and you're looking back at that area of your life, what does it need to look like for you to be really happy with your progress?
Right.
And that's your vision. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then figuring out, what's your purpose? Okay, and this is the big WHY. What's your why that this is important to you? So what's your purpose on why you really want to put a lot of effort in this? Why are your kids important? I mean, what if we just made the decision, hey, I think I'm going to be a mediocre parent. You know, hey, kids, raise yourself. Yeah, which is unfortunately what some people do. But
right,
what's your why?
Right.
Because the purpose is the fuel that drives you through those low times.
Mm-hmm.
You're really getting clear on what that purpose is. Okay, so then after you know your purpose and your vision, then creating your action steps. Okay, and Tim, I guess tell me up to this point, like when you started creating a vision and purpose, how did you feel when you started creating those?
It actually came a lot easier than I expected. I tried to just back off and not overcomplicate it. I set my intention. So you said, write your vision and purpose. I set my intentions, and then I approached it as a be, do, have statements. And I made it very simple statements to help me go
be,
forward.
Be, do, have.
Be, do,
explain,
have.
Explain that.
Well, how am I going to be in my account? So if it was family, how am I going to be with them? Am I going to be patient? Am I going to be kind, loving, supportive? And then my do is what am I going to do to have those things? And it just leads you all the way into, so how I'm being, what I'm doing, and what I'm going to have in the end, which gets me to my end goal. And then those action steps is where I started to freak out a little bit, because my mind, my personality, it's like if I box myself in to that this is what I have to do to get here, And then I had to back off on that and open myself up to it doesn't have to look a particular way. I can write it down on paper as long as I'm putting action down. How I get there, you know, if one of them was I want to set a goal to be healthy and go hiking, it doesn't have to be for me every single day. I can settle for, you know, doing it once a month or whatever.
Right,
something
that's a reasonable goal.
Reasonable goal. Making it smart.
Well, okay, so taking that action. So, for instance, let's take one from my spouse account with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Valentine's Day as an example. Okay, I know.
Should I be listening to this?
Well, and this shouldn't be much surprise to this, but let's say we want to go to dinner on Valentine's Day. Well, if I don't do this planning process, what happens to me, and if you're listening, think if this has ever happened to you, is all of a sudden it's the week of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, I don't even know what day it's on this year, but let's say it's on the
14th. Sorry.
Yeah, that's nice.
Just had to slide that in.
Appreciate that one. But, I would, that week of, all of a sudden I'd be scrambling around trying to get reservations. All the restaurants are booked up, and, I can't get flowers because it's too late, and I'm going and overpaying for them somewhere.
Right.
Versus when I have it on my action step that 3 weeks before Valentine's Day to make reservations at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Takes me 2 minutes.
Right.
Okay, make reservations. Right. And then, I might have an action step 1 week before to buy the card.
Right.
And a reminder goes off.
Nice.
And then from those action steps, when you break them down, here is the final step to me that's really, really important. Okay, and I can give you a testimonial on why this one's so important. And that's to calendar these things.
Right.
Calendar the action steps, because if some things on there don't have an actual due date, but other things do have a due date where you have to take that event and put it on the calendar with a reminder, or it's just not going to happen. And
and
1 year I actually did my full life plan, but I didn't calendar anything. And I was amazed how few of the things actually came true when I didn't put them on my calendar as a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
It just, that 3 weeks before Valentine's Day, if a reminder doesn't go off, I'm not going to remember.
Right.
I'm just not. And if I want to be intentional about the plan, then I better really plan this thing out and make sure that it happens.
Right. Now, Doug, when you're handling, how does life planning fit into, you're a mortgage coach, planner, and you do coach people on this whole process. So how does life planning fit into helping people get a mortgage?
Right, so the way it fits into people getting a mortgage is that when we look at a mortgage, okay, people have to forward think what life events are likely to happen to them. And I actually help them through that process. That people say that hindsight's 20/20, but foresight can be 20/20. If you begin with the end in mind, that what's likely based on your age, based on your circumstances, are you going to have kids in the next several years? What are some likely things that are going to happen? And so as an example, I had a friend call me this week who has a nice house, has a $450,000 house, and was thinking about moving up to about a $580,000 house. Can he afford it? Well, with his current income, yes. But when I actually helped him through that life planning process, and we didn't do an entire life plan, but I started questioning him enough to understand what is it in his life that he needs to forward think. And once we did that, it didn't make sense for him to buy that next house. I actually talked him out of a sale and talked him out of buying, because it's not in his best interest or mine for him to buy something that is a stretch and is going to put his family at risk, because it does the opposite of life planning.
Right.
When we don't plan our lives, we pay the penalty for it.
Yeah. Right.
So if you really want, to go through that process, and if you're thinking about buying a home, definitely call me, or you can even shoot me a text at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Shoot me a text and just say mortgage plan on the text. Just, 314-472-DOUG and text me mortgage plan. And I'll contact you on Monday, and we'll set up a time to have a quick conversation. I'll help you guys through that process of at least planning your financial future. And then if anybody wants help on the life planning process, we actually are going to start covering this for the next several weeks here. As we get closer to the new year, we're going to start covering one account at a time of our own plans that might help stimulate your thinking. Tammy, coming up, we have one of our favorite smartphone apps for houses is actually the app called Houzz, H-O-U-Z-Z. We're going to have Liza Hausman from Houzz calling in when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
I was blind. Yeah, run.